Lenina Crown walked briskly towards the door. His fortship Mustafa Mond! The eyes of the saluting students almost popped out of their heads. Mustafa Mond, the resident controller for Western Europe, one of the 10 world controllers, one of the 10. And he sat down on the bench with the DHC, and he was going to stay. To stay, yes, and actually talk to them. Straight from the horse's mouth. Straight from the mouth of Ford himself. Two shrimp-brown children emerged from a neighbouring shrubbery, stared at them for a moment with large, astonished eyes, then returned to their amusements among the leaves.
"You all remember," said the controller in his strong, deep voice. "You all remember, I suppose, that beautiful and inspired saying of our Fords, history is bunk. History," he repeated slowly, "is bunk."
He waved his hand, and it was as though, with an invisible feather whisk, he had brushed away a little dust. And the dust was Harappa, was Ur of the Chaldees, some spiderwebs, and they were Thebes and Babylon and Knossos and Mycenae. Whisk, whisk. And where was Odysseus? Where was Job? Where were Jupiter and Gautama and Jesus? Whisk, and those specks of antique dirt called Athens and Rome, Jerusalem and the Middle Kingdom, all were gone. Whisk, the place where Italy had been was empty. Whisk, the cathedrals. Whisk, whisk, King Lear and the thoughts of Pascal. Whisk, passion. Whisk, requiem. Whisk, symphony. Whisk.
"Going to the Feelies this evening, Henry?" inquired the assistant predestinator. "I hear the new one at the Alhambra is first rate. There's a love scene on a bearskin rug. They say it's marvellous. Every hair of the bear reproduced. The most amazing tactual effects."
"That's why you're taught no history," the controller was saying. "But now the time has come." The DHC looked at him nervously. There were those strange rumours of old forbidden books hidden in a safe in the controller's study. Bibles. Poetry. Ford knew what.
Mustafa Mond intercepted his anxious glance, and the corners of his red lips twitched ironically.
"It's all right, Director," he said in a tone of faint derision. "I won't corrupt them."
The DHC was overwhelmed with confusion.